Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
Yes.
Write this down.
Yes.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Who's pumped for the season finale of Write That Down here today, boys?
This is crazy.
Yeah.
This is craziness right now, too.
It's wild, man. The listeners are kind of struggling in Purple Daily Write That Down, so they're mostly just playing for pride today. But the three of us, as we make our last three predictions of the Write That Down season going into the Super Bowl, are all separated by basically one percentage point of completion percentage, and the touchdown battle is up in the air, too. Ugh.
Write it down.
This is the closest race in any version of Write That Down we've ever had, right?
Yeah, we've had two-person races before right. That are really close, but never a three-person race where anything is possible.
Everything's on the table.
Friendships, everything. Nothing
friendships
is off the table.
Friendships are in jeopardy. Friendships are in jeopardy.
Everything's on the table. Nothing's off the table. It's going to be crazy.
A very special edition of Purple Daily. Write that down.
Before we get into this here, Judd, why don't you tell the audience how they can lose weight here? Maybe have your fun little Super Bowl party, and then on Monday, you change your life. Huh?
Absolutely. That would be through our friends at Livia Weight Control Centers, who right there helped Sports Dad drop 40 pounds a couple of years ago. And now they are offering breakthrough weight loss medications in their center locations. Livia's new medical weight loss program offers GLP-1 medications that will support you in overcoming those biological barriers we all face that can make losing weight so difficult. And otherwise, there is a plan that's going to help you drop weight. And as I've been talking about for years now, Livia is not only going to help you drop the weight, they're going to help you keep that weight off for good so those pounds don't come back. 855-GO-LIVIA, livia.com, livia.com. Check them out.
All right, boys, here's how this works.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
If you're new, we will explain the rules here, or maybe you just need a refresher. So we make three Vikings or football-related predictions each week. So everyone makes three. They must be football-related and quantifiable, or pretty much the only, or it must be about the show in some form, too. We count those. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. And listeners, if you want to be like James and participate, send Declan a message through the Score North app. Let's start with Judd here on the accountability session.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Mm. A little more red. A little more red than you probably wanted.
Mm-mm-mm.
You said Brian Flores will get two or more interviews for head coaching jobs, but won't get hired. You got none.
Mm-hmm.
You said the Ravens would be AFC champions this season. Mm. And I gave you like a few weeks after the Packers got bounced just in case something weird happened. But you did say a year ago that Goody won't be the Packers GM after 2023.
Fair enough.
I guess if something crazy happens, like we'll come back.
Yeah, we can come back to it, but it's not going to.
Probably not going to fire that guy. You did say Leslie Frazier would be on a coaching staff in 2024. You said that last week, and it came off the board very quickly. Seattle, assistant head coach.
Congratulations.
That's a nice hire for them.
Absolutely.
Smart guy in the room, former head coach, defensive mind in a defensive city. They like
clearly
defense
got,
up there in Seattle.
In retrospect now, got pushed out in Buffalo.
Yeah, something weird.
He didn't want to spend he's going to spend a year away from football. Well, I think he was probably asked to, so that's very nice. But yeah, good for him. And it's the exact type of job he belongs in.
Yeah.
He'll be very good.
Okay, some red for me here as well. So I procrastinated this first one. This is from the first Lions-Vikings game, and I had to go back and like look at the film, the All-22 film, to determine whether this prediction was correct or not. This was a really bad beat, and I will explain. So I said the Lions would put an extra offensive lineman on the field in a non-goal line situation and gain a first down against the Vikings. So I went through, and Dan Skipper reported eligible 5 or 6 times in that first game against the Vikings, including 2 8-yard gains on plays.
Oh, boy.
But it was like 1st and 10, 8-yard gain. Now it's 2nd and 2, so no first down. They did score a touchdown on a play inside the 5-yard line in which Dan Skipper reported eligible, but it was like at the 1.5-yard line, so technically it would have been like a goal line package. So I put the stipulation non-goal line on here, which screwed me, I guess, is the main point.
Wow.
So this was incorrect. I said Ron Rivera, Brandon Staley, and Sean McDermott would no longer be coaching their teams after the season. McDermott turned it around. But told you guys, this is a touchdown here, boys, that the Minnesota Arena football team would not have an S at the end of it. It would be a non-plural name.
Wild.
Like the Wild, yes. Yeah. The Minnesota Myth is the name of the...
Who I thought was supposed to play in St. Paul, but now I saw
Target
are going to play at Target Center. Yeah. What happened? And the championship game, the league championship game, if the league makes it that far, is going to be at Target Center.
Is there concern that they might not make it? This is the third revival of the AFL.
Yeah, I would say that there is genuine concern.
It started in 1986, and they made it like 20 years, and then they went bankrupt. They took 1 year off. Then they came back for like 10 years, went bankrupt again. Now they're back.
I covered a Fighting Pike game back in the day.
I'm excited to make arena football predictions here in a month or two.
Yeah, we got UFL. We got arena football.
Ricky Foggy coaching them.
Yeah, how about that, man? Foggy. So, okay. Listeners, Tyler said Ryan Wright would make first team all pro. I didn't check, but I'm assuming that didn't happen.
No, he did not.
He had a bad year. His roster spot should be in jeopardy.
Nate has a parlay here. He said Justin Jefferson would win Offensive Player of the Year, be on the cover of the next Madden, and get the highest average annual value contract in NFL history. I think he meant for a non-quarterback, but he's not going to win Offensive Player of the Year. Martin said by the 2024 Super Bowl, Mike Zimmer would be part of a Super Bowl team. And he did specify the 2024, like the year of 2024 on this one. So Zimmer might get hired to be the DC of the Cowboys. So maybe next year.
I heard Rex Ryan also interviewed for that job.
What?
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't leave TV. He should not leave TV.
But he's like a part-time TV guy. He's doing it on like Sundays and Mondays, and
I don't know if he's doing it on the side, but whatever teeth whitening service he has, he should be endorsing. That man has the brightest white teeth I have ever seen in my entire life.
It's a cartoon, 100%.
It literally is. It has, like, I think it, like, you know, in cartoons, they do a little sparkle when something's so white. I think I actually see that on the screen. I think it ding when he smiles.
Rex has to look good to satisfy that feet fetish that Rex has.
Does he have to look good to satisfy that?
I don't know if that applies.
don't know if foot
fetish thing is one of the funniest stories of all. The foot fetish story is one of my favorites of all.
He jokes about it on his like Monday hits on ESPN too.
It's genuinely
like, if anybody
hilarious.
Knows feet, it's me. And then David said, "This is from 2 years ago. He predicted before the 2021 draft. He said a wide receiver will be available at pick 14 for the Vikings, and the Vikings will instead either take a different position or will trade back, and that receiver that they and a receiver that they pass on will have a 1,000 yard season at some point." So, I think what he kind of failed to realize with this prediction, and maybe us too, is that literally any receiver that was taken after 14 in that draft would count for this prediction. Mm-hmm. We had to go all the way to like the third round and wait 3 seasons. There was not a very good wide receiver class after 14. Nico Collins finally hit 1,000 yards year 3 for the Texans.
Oh, that's what he is. I was gonna just fully admit, who is Nico Collins?
Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud made him a 1,200-yard receiver.
That's a heck of a prediction going way back, though.
But it's like he basically said, there will be a receiver that gets selected after the 14th pick that gains 1,000 yards in a season at some point. So, it's a convoluted way to get there.
The amount of time that sucker took, that's what's impressive.
Can't sneak anything past the master spreadsheet. Yeah. Okay, Declan. Interesting week here for the Dexter.
Oh, the fish. I remember this. Yeah.
You said Minnesota's Arena Football League team will be named after a fish. Myth. Minnesota myth. You said there'd be a credible report that the PIF, the Saudi Investment Fund, would have interest in buying the XFL or USFL by the end of the 2023 calendar year. I didn't see anything specific to that. And then, of course, the XFL and USFL wind up merging anyways. So, but this is a touchdown. You said before the trade deadline, the Vikings would acquire at least 2 2024 draft picks between when you made this prediction and the deadline. So Ezra Cleveland was one of them.
Yep.
That was for a 6th-round pick. And we were just waiting. The Josh Dobbs trade had a conditional 7th-round pick attached.
Yep.
And it was, he had to start at least 5 games. So because Dobbs didn't start at least 5 games, the Vikings get a 7th-rounder from the Cardinals in addition to the 6th-rounder they got from the Jaguars. So Declan's prediction does come to fruition. They did get at least 2 draft picks.
This was a journey, because originally this was off, and then I had to fight, and then we had to hold, and now here it is as a touchdown.
It's this is how Write That Down works, man. Like, it's not always just a straight linear path to your correct answer.
The appeals court.
So with that, going into the final week of predictions here, and there's still stuff on the board that could come off too. There's like season-ending award stuff. There's also
I think there's a lot of stuff potentially to come off the board. So
there's stuff lurking. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Declan right now is at 36.1% completions. Judd and I are tied at 35.1%. So the three of us are all within 1%. Declan with a slight lead here. Listeners at just 21.1%, playing for pride. Declan has 16 touchdowns, Judd with 13, I have 12, listeners have 10. It's going to be tough to catch Declan with not many predictions to come off the board. For the career stats, Declan, 35.5%, Judd, 35%. Woo. I'm at 33.1%, listeners at 22.5%. I have 45 career touchdowns, Declan up to 39, listeners at 37, and Judd with 31.
Write it down.
How about
you
that?
Like writing things down?
Dudes.
So much
drama. Next week's gonna be epic.
Oh yeah,
so much drama. Yeah,
I feel like there's a lot of end of the season stuff that comes off the board.
Yeah, I mean because the regular season stuff is already off the board.
But the awards, I feel like we predict awards a lot of times.
Awards, I forgot about awards.
And some of those we've taken off. Like there was a Trevor Lawrence MVP. Yeah, so it's the predictions for this week are going to move the needle more than the predictions.
I'm
fully aware of that
with my predictions, but I'm prepared to try and win right
Christian
now.
McCaffrey will catch a pass in the Super Bowl. I just nailed one of your predictions, didn't I?
That's a good one.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation. Let's get James in here. He's making his debut on Write That Down with that glorious mullet. You did jump on the last vent line of the season. How could we forget James? What's going on, man?
Howdy, guys. It's going. It's a glorious time of the year, the off season. I almost enjoy this more than the regular season. Maybe like the first couple of weeks when we're the potential of the Super Bowl is still in our grasp. But yeah, this is a great time of the year.
What is what's like one thing that you really want the Vikings to do between now and the end of the draft?
I mean, maybe this is a little bit of a foreshadowing for one of my Write That Downs, but I loved trading Rick Spielman, trading draft picks, moving back, getting all those seventh round picks. So I guess my ideal situation is we trade back and we load up on some really good young players.
So you're like your Rick Spielman dream would be to pick every slot in the seventh round at some point, yeah. Right? It'd probably take you 3 years to like maneuver and collect all those picks because you need like future seventh round picks to kind of.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be great? And then just quit as the GM. Like no one sees it. But the Vikings, like they keep picking up these seventh round picks and all of a sudden the Vikings have every pick in the seventh round of the 2026 draft. Kwesi just quit.
Yeah.
Peace out.
That's how you get Purdy or you get Tom Brady, right? If you make enough quarterback selections in the seventh round.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's the guy from Iowa? Was it Nate Stanley who they took?
Nate Stanley? Wasn't Jake Browning was he undrafted?
Undrafted.
Was he? Okay. Yeah. But Nate Stanley was
Nate Stanley was like the last guy where Rick like took a swing in a late round
pick. How many of these quarterbacks, like the quarterbacks we make fun of, you know, like Nate Stanley and who was that one guy, the three initials guy? Bethel Thompson.
Now playing for the Toronto Argos.
But how many of those guys, if you were to put them in Kyle Shanahan's system for like two training camps, would be, you know, captaining a Super Bowl team?
Well, Nate Stanley, too, never had a chance. I mean, do you think Mike Zimmer was going to give Nate Stanley the time of day? And I can
he went to give him Brock Purdy.
He went to give Brock Purdy the time of day. No, absolutely not. Like, it's not like, oh, the Vikings whiffed on Brock Purdy or something like that. You're right. There is no way. There's a lot of coaches that would be like, kid, you got no chance.
Yeah.
Based on draft.
James, what before we get started here, what's your history as a Vikings fan? What are your first Vikings memories?
So I live here in Texas, and I've lived here most of my life. So I'm not full blooded Midwest, but my dad grew up in the Midwest, born in Kansas, grew up in northern Minnesota. So I kind of inherited it. You know, he tells stories of when he was going to school in Minneapolis. You know, playing some schoolyard ball with the Purple People Eaters, et cetera, et cetera. So I just inherited it. And then when I was a kid, it was like the Randy Moss era. So it was an easy thing to pick up. And I have the picture of me with my big Randy Moss jersey as a kid. Yeah, so that's how I became a fan. You know, my earliest memory, I'd have to say, is the maybe not a positive one, but the I can't remember who the receiver was, but it was a primetime game playing against the Packers. And there was a incomplete pass at the end of the game. And the receiver somehow bobbled it and like picked
Chris
it up.
Dishman.
But the defender didn't tap him down.
It was Antonio Freeman was the receiver, right? And then Chris Dishman was, and it was the end of the first half.
Chris Dishman thought he broke it up.
Yeah, that was my biggest Vikings pain moment, at least in my youth. So.
That's a good one, though, because like that got you in a very hurtful game, but it's not a playoff game. So like that prepared you, that steeled your heart against the future hell to come.
Exactly.
Yeah, what was that? Was it like 2001? Dennis Miller was on the Monday Night Football call for that game.
Al Michaels, Dennis Miller. Yeah, that was
super weird time.
Is it Boomer Esiason?
Might have been. I'd have been Boomer Esiason. What a weird time in NFL history there. Just let's put Dennis Miller in the Monday Night Football broadcast booth and see if we can make some people laugh.
Yep.
So, all right, let's start with James here. We'll go around the room, three predictions each. James, you make your first one. Over to Judd, Declan, back to me. You're under center, man. Fire away.
Write this down.
All right. So for starters, I'm not I don't see eye to eye with you guys on everything. And so this is maybe one that I'll kick us off with. I love Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is the best. I'm a dad. I get it. I'm putting nuggets on my kid's plate. You know, the whole singing hymns to his kid at night, like, awesome. I love it. So this first prediction is for him. Kirk Cousins, before he retires, he will win a playoff game.
Okay.
But not for the Vikings. And wow. He will, before he retires, beat the Minnesota Vikings in either a regular or postseason game.
Wow, dude. Cousins totally revenge prediction.
Regular season. I could totally see that.
Yeah.
Falcons, noon, yep, noon. Kenny
totally
Albert.
See that.
That's Kirk Cousins against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
I will absolutely follow him in his career. I'm super excited for him. I still bleed purple. I can like both, right? It's best for him and it's best for the Vikings. My wife talks about the Cousins as if we're friends because she follows Julie on Instagram.
That was awesome. This is great.
For now, I think it's best for us all to part ways.
If Kirk had your hair, dude, I'd be a big Kirk stan as well.
Wow.
That's what I like. Oh, a mullet? Oh, yeah.
What if it was, but I think if he had hair like James, but was the same personality, is it just about the hair or is it, hey, like if he had hair like that, he'd be a little bit more of a badass in clutch
moments.
The mullet
changes my opinion of people instantly and it's for the better.
Jared Allen, man. I mean, that is a Jared Allen mullet to a T, I think.
Yep.
It's a great look. Okay. Right. Judd, you're up next here.
Shooting my shots for Sunday's game to try and pull this thing out, at least for the completion percentage. The Chiefs will beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes will be the MVP.
Oh, okay.
So
I mean,
Chiefs will win, and then they'll.
I was expecting more of a check down there. I was expecting, like, the Chiefs will gain 5 yards at some point first half.
No. Yeah, you know what? There's no reason to take shots at me. I'm telling you right now, it's a parlay. But the Chiefs will win on Sunday.
And the MVP.
And Patrick Mahomes will be the MVP, which is not a surprise. If the Chiefs win, the odds are increasingly really, really high that the quarterback will be the MVP.
Yeah. Write this down.
Okay. Dex?
All right. First one for me. I'll do another prop bet for the Super Bowl. So write this down. The Gatorade bath color of the winning team. I nailed this 2 years ago. I was incorrect last year. But the Gatorade bath of the winning team will be the color orange.
Orange.
Okay. I'm going orange for the winning team Super Bowl Gatorade bath that we'll see on the coach at the end of the game. And I think last year it took a little while for that to like surface, and everyone was, I remember Twitter was on them. Like
they didn't catch it on camera.
Where is it? Because this is a legit Super Bowl prop bet that you can make on every sports book. So the Gatorade bath color of the winning team will be orange. So
I think it's a home. It's a touchdown no matter what, because there's like four or five likely colors that it could be.
Do you think San Fran wins then? Because there's a red color, and I got to think if the Chiefs win, they're going to pour red on the coach.
I don't know. Do we know what the Chiefs have poured before?
I really think.
I'm just guessing.
It could be anything. Like I think, or it could be for either team, I should say. Okay. So
now, I'm just asking you off the record. I wasn't trying to pin you down.
Right now, orange, I believe this is according to oddshopper.com.
Oh, oddshopper.
The thinking man's guide to sports betting.
Wally Football and Oddshopper combine.
I will say orange is right now the favorite according to this website at +200.
Okay.
The most
2-1, really?
2-1. I'm surprised. Next is yellow, lime, or green. That is one category at +380.
Really?
The most outlandish color is white or water or clear at +1,000.
But I saw one on a different site where like purple was the favorite at +250 or something.
I don't know if purple involved in this game. I don't know why you do that.
It's oddshopper.com. Yes. Just put in your social security number and your five favorite credit cards.
Here's your bank routing number. Take that in. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. Write this down in the same spirit as Dex. My prediction. Tails.
Oh.
Tails. Coin toss. For the opening coin toss. Okay. So I did some research on this. 53% of coin tosses in the Super Bowl have landed on tails.
Wow.
I'll take the 3% juice on this. I will play the odds. I don't know if the coin is just like slightly weighed heavier on that side. If I don't know, but I'll take the 3% historical boost for tails. Give me tails.
Write this down,
James.
All right. I alluded to it earlier. Big draft fan. My poor wife, at least in our 20s, you know, she would see me on draft night. I've got like the whole wall taken over with like each of the teams in order. And I've got I've written down the names of the 100 prospects. And I'm like, hang on, as the draft's going on.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah. I love the draft.
James.
Dude, send us a photo. We'll show it on Purple Daily or something when we're done. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So I had to get in a draft prediction. So it's a bit of a parlay. So as I was saying earlier, love the trades. So the first leg of the parlay is we will not pick at 11. In my ideal world, we trade back. But we'll see. We will pick. Now, the earlier you mentioned that we got an additional conditional pick. I currently have 9 picks as our number of picks. Maybe that's gone up to 10.
I'd have to look and see if that has been accounted for, but I believe they definitely have a 7th round pick coming.
Okay.
Right? Or no. Now I'm all mixed up.
We can look I'll say we're going to make at least 9 player selections this year, which is the current amount. And then of those 9, or however many we end up picking, 4 of them will be on the offensive or defensive line. We're going to get bigger in the trenches.
Okay.
So that excludes edge. So I'm saying like we're getting tackles, we're getting guards, we're getting a center maybe. So
okay.
Of those selections, at least four of them will be on the offensive or defensive line.
Makes sense.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they've been neglecting defensive tackle for a while in the draft. I feel like Sharif Floyd was like the last real actual stab that they took high up.
Oh, I loved that draft. We were like, was that the year we got 3 first round picks?
It was Xavier Rhodes. Yeah.
Yeah. Those first 2 picks, Floyd was really, really good. Unfortunately, he got butchered in that attempt.
He picked the wrong surgeon is what happened.
They picked one of the top surgeons in the country and he like slid. That's very weird.
You're not going to bat 1,000 as a surgeon. Right? Well,
you know what though? That was unsuccessful surgery. To Royce's point, I want to see when they say unsuccessful. That was unsuccessful.
Press release, Minnesota Vikings. Sharif Floyd this morning underwent unsuccessful surgery.
No idea, but his career's in trouble.
He's suing us, and he probably won't play again. But
that was a shame. That was really, really sad.
Judd?
All right, back to Sunday's game. Deebo Samuel will play in this game. Now, I think the first injury report is out today because it's Wednesday.
Is that your prediction?
Nope. Nope, but I'm just saying, just for the point of reference, he will play, but will be seen during the game on Sunday leaving the field with an injury of some sort. So he will either grab his shoulder and limp off and go off, or he'll be put on a cart. There will be something where they show him leaving the field with a clear injury, so not just trotting off.
Clarification here. Does the game have to be like paused and he's like,
nope. He could make a play, grab his shoulder.
Dude, it's a 3-hour football game. Like everyone's going to walk to the sideline. Like
Judd, here's where you can probably get this. You need the team to confirm an injury. Like he's questionable to return. Sure. Probable. You need a team announcement. Yep. You need a team.
Cause if he just like gets tackled and I just got smoked by, you know, a safety or something.
You'll know it when you see it. You'll know it when you see it.
But we do need team acknowledgement.
Sure. But
you need team acknowledgement.
But in the conference championship game, he, I think, grabbed his shoulder and went off. And then to Declan's point, they acknowledged it as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So there'll be like a report on the sideline of like, he's going to
itch himself and leave and that's
it. You were kind of.
We need to quantify these. Okay. Like he gets tackled and gets rolled up on because it's football and like, oh, his ankle hurts. But. Okay.
That's fine. He is prone.
This
to
is a lawyer. This is where lawyer Chase is going to, I guarantee you, it's going to come down
Tracy
to this
Wolfson
prediction.
Comes on, if Tracy Wolfson comes on and says he's questionable or something, that solidifies it. So I'm fine with that.
Okay. Lawyer Chase, just be on
Well, hold on a second. If she comes on and says that there's an update, we do not need lawyer Chase.
I agree with that. But if a desperate Judd needing one more point next week says, hey, look at this play in the third quarter. Yep. Yep. It looked like he was like his arm was hanging that. A little bit. And
I'm not, no.
You were trying to quick pitch us.
No, you guys are very leery of a guy that plays the game the right way.
I'm just saying, if this was the write that down court of law, I may accuse you of predicting a football player in a 3-hour intense football game will have something be painful for a portion. You know,
a lot of guys. You know what? In the course of a full football game, a lot of guys walk off the field absolutely fine.
And the other ones are cowards.
And the other ones are injured, and that's what I'm predicting. Okay. This guy gets hurt a lot.
Okay. Declan?
All right, write this down. I'll take a prop bet on Brock Purdy. So right now he is at 20 and a half completions for the Super Bowl. I'm going to ride that over. They're going to need Brock to pass the ball. They're going to need Brock to at least make some big completions here. Yes, everything runs through CMC, but Brock Purdy will go over 20 and a half completions in the Super Bowl.
I'm also drinking Brock Purdy Kool-Aid here. Okay. And I have the 49ers winning the Super Bowl, I think, in a prediction from 2 or 3 months ago. So that's already, I already have that. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy will win Super Bowl MVP.
Ooh.
And off the record, will then be crowned as one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL by the national talking heads on Monday. And I guarantee you, actually, another off the record prediction that if that happens, those Monday shows like the Stephen A. Smith First Take and the Skip Bayless Take Fest with whoever else, they're going to have a question on the screen that says something like, does this Super Bowl MVP confirm that Brock Purdy is elite? But I don't think we can quantify that. So we'll just leave it at Brock Purdy wins Super Bowl MVP.
Write this down.
All right, back to James for your third and final prediction.
All right. We talked about it earlier, the mullet. So I told the longer version of the story during the vent line session at the end of the season. But the mullet is inspired by Jared Allen. He's my all-time favorite Viking. He rode out onto the horse for his induction into the Ring of Honor about a year ago, sitting there by my wife, and I said, hey, like, the time has come. Like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I've got to grow out a mullet. She gave me spousal approval. So I started growing the mullet. Not that I don't love the mullet, but the time has come. I'm ready for the mullet to go.
Wow.
So write this down. Tomorrow is the Hall of Fame finalists. They choose the class. Jared Allen will be selected for the 2024 Hall of Fame class. I guess that'll be the icing on top. And Judd, you previously asked me if I would cut it off then, like as soon as we know, or if I'd wait until the induction. Probably I will cut it off this week, but we'll see. If for some reason he doesn't get inducted into the Hall of Fame or doesn't get selected, I'll probably cut it down. Like, I have a little bit longer than what Jared usually wore his, but I'll have to keep it for at least another year.
Yeah. Love it, man. So he's going to get that knock on the door, right? Isn't that how they do it? That guy goes around. Is that guy still doing it?
I don't know if that guy's still doing it.
Or did something happen to that guy?
And does Ewing does a few, right? Like, he can't go to 15 people, 8 people.
Well, they're all like the finalists are in the same hotel, right?
Are they in the hotel? Okay. Yeah. I swear I've seen ones, though, where like he goes to their house.
David Baker.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he still does it or not.
Okay.
David Baker Hall of Fame. Let's look this dude up.
He's a big dude, man. Big.
So he is still. Oh, he was the commissioner of the Arena Football League from 1996 to 2008. He was the mayor of Irvine, California from 1985 for 1 year till 1986. So he apparently stepped down as the president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame 2 years ago. So I'm not sure if he still knocks, but great predictions. James, great stuff here today, man. It's been a pleasure having you and your mullet. Is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that helped get you to this pinnacle life moment today?
I mean, obviously my dad for inducting me into the purple pain. I will say relatively positive person. So win or lose, you know, I'm here for it all. We could pick a kicker in the first round, and I'll find a way to support it. As long as we're not trading or acquiring Aaron Rodgers, I think I'll be happy. Obviously, my wife, for putting up with it, she actually tends to enjoy the football games, maybe less so the Vikings ones, because I'm a bit more anxious during those. But my wife and then my kids, my daughter's not too into football, but my son loves it. You know, he's kind of getting to live in a parallel track to that I did with JJ, and I got to have Randy Moss. So we're living through the era of a legendary Vikings receiver together. He's always trying to emulate Justin Jefferson at his flag football on Sundays. He scored a touchdown and just this last Sunday and hit the gritty after. So
love it. That's awesome, man. Well, James, we'll definitely get you on again sometime. Good luck with your predictions and enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday, man.
Awesome. Cheers.
All right. There he is. James down in Texas. Great jacket, great mullet. Before we make our final few predictions here and make our quarterback cesspool challenge Super Bowl picks, you can hang out with us this Saturday. That's right, at the Minnesota Golf Show inside the Minneapolis Convention Center. So the golf show runs Friday through Sunday. Information, ticket information, details, all available at mngolfshow.com. We will be there specifically on Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. for a couple hours. Podcasting, we'll do a little combination of Mackie and Judd, Purple Daily, just for the audience that's on site. And we'll post the audio on the podcast feeds. But if you want to come hang out, we'd love to cheers one with you and recklessly speculate together. Tickets to the Minnesota Golf Show, once again, at mngolfshow.com. And for us, it'll be Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Josh Arnold Investment Stage. So come hang out with us. Don't be shy. And give us your hottest Vikings take if we see you on Saturday. Also, our friends over at Federated Mutual Insurance Company have been helping power businesses through risk management, through just being a guiding hand that helps you survey the landscape for over 100 years. 1904, to be exact, was the year that Federated was founded. Owatonna, Minnesota is where their headquarters are, so they are one of us, so to speak. And if you're just looking to boost your business, if you're looking for some better frontline protection, just a better face-to-face relationship with your insurance company, Federated is here for you. Find out more information and check out what they have to offer over at federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours.
Write this down.
All right, back to Judd for your third and final, the final prediction for you of this Write That Down season.
So just to backtrack for a second and clarify on my previous Debo prediction, I want to make sure that we're on the same page here. So CBS, so Tracy Wolfson or the sideline person for the Niners comes on with a report that he is, you know, that he's hurt
favoring
with
his
that.
Shoulder. Or
yeah,
something.
His shoulder is hurt or something like that. But he returns. I still want the point.
Yeah. If there's an acknowledgement that he's
okay,
injured
that's what
by
I
the broadcast
sure the
or
page.
Like questionable
yep.
to return.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
But like I think where there's gray area is, and if like the play has to be stopped, if like you know a trainer has to come out, obviously that would count too.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, did you say he leaves with an injury and returns?
Yeah, so like he leaves. The report is that he's questionable
okay.
to return.
I just had injury,
and he
returns to the game.
No. He's the and returns part is just part of the he could. Judd is right. asking if it's possible for him to return. So yep. once again, Debo Samuel catches a pass, gets tackled,
yep.
goes to the sideline. You know, he's like moving his arm around. But that's a football play. That happens all the time.
But
that doesn't count to me. Tracy Wolfson then comes on and they show Debo on the sidelines
right.
or whatever and says, oh, Debo is favoring his shoulder.
Yes.
He could still come back in. You get the point for that.
Yep. Okay.
But to me, if you see him coming off the field and like, oh, he's limping a little bit and he's coming off the field, but then he's like back in the game the next drive and
sure.
there's no acknowledgement
that's
whatsoever.
Fair. Yep.
I think that's just football.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just want to make sure that if he tries to tough it out after the report comes on, that I still get that point because that point is precious to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
You know,
down.
One more point of clarification. I'm just kidding.
I just want to make we're not cutting time here.
I know.
No,
I get it.
There's no time for shenanigans. No time for jokes.
Totally
okay.
get it. Yep.
Okay. Brock Purdy will throw two or more interceptions on Sunday.
Oh, he's going to melt down, really.
Brock Purdy will throw two. Well, don't forget, the sneaky thing about this is he's going against Spags defense.
Spags.
And Spags is going to throw some. Spags has spent 2 weeks doing nothing but grinding film. And I know Spags, he really grinds the film. And so Brock Purdy is, I don't think this is going to be simple. That Chiefs defense, what, 3 or 4 years ago, was a real sieve. They're no longer a sieve necessarily, at least not consistently. And I think the personnel looks that are good, you know, zone blitzes, stunts.
That's great.
A lot of that type of thing.
I'll give you this one, though, just to make you sweat this prediction a little bit. So the Chiefs have one of the heaviest blitz rates in the NFL, to your point about Spags. Mm-hmm. The 49ers have already faced the three blitz heaviest teams in the NFL, Vikings, Giants, and Bucks in the regular season.
Right.
Brock Purdy, when blitzed this season, has a 119.4 passer rating, 67% completions, 10 yards per attempt, 16 touchdowns, 3 interceptions when blitzed.
Yep.
And Shanahan's giving him answers on those blitzes, but like he's been great against the blitz.
Yeah, I think here's his problem. It's not just the blitzes. It's the disguises behind the blitzes. It's the disguises you're going to see, zone and man and things. They're going to throw, it's 2 weeks, they're going to throw curveballs at Brock that Brock has not seen. It's the curveballs, the disguises. It's football. Two or more picks.
Football. Let's go.
Football.
Okay, Dex.
All right, last prop bet for me. One more. I'm going to add it to the halftime show with Usher. So I have Alicia Keys on the record joining Usher for the halftime show. I'm going to add one more. Write this down. Ludacris will perform with Usher at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Luda. Okay.
I would assume if this happens, it would happen during So I would assume if that song gets played, I could add Little John to this, but Little John is there to say three words all the time.
Yeah.
So okay. I'll add Ludacris as more of the legit performer.
Wow.
And if it's just Little John and not Ludacris, I'm going to be pissed. So, but regardless, write this down. Ludacris will perform with Usher at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay. All right. My final prediction here of the season.
Write this down.
I got a couple here. I might move one of these to the Mackey and Judd edition. I'll go with this one. I'm going to go for a touchdown here. At least four different 49ers players will have a 20-yard gain or more offensively in this game. So at least four different. So could be CMC, could be you're a Purdy 30-yard scramble of some kind.
Okay. I won't hear this. I won't have this Spag slander.
Spag slander.
You're disrespecting my guy and Brad Childress's guy, Spags.
So there it is. Those are the final predictions here, boys, of the 2023-24 write that down season. Okay. For the quarterback cesspool challenge, and we can pop this up here. These are the regular season rules that you see on the YouTube channel, but we all season long have been celebrating bad quarterback play across the NFL. Declan dominated the regular season. Declan dominated the weekly victories. He dominated the overall aggregate lowest average QBR. But throughout the regular season, we were picking who we thought would be the worst quarterbacks each week, and we were going on lowest QBR on a 0 to 100 scale. Then we did a playoff edition. Declan wasn't so lucky in the playoff edition.
That's okay.
Judd and I wind up in the three playoff weeks. I had two victories. Judd had one. I had the lowest average QBR. Judd edging Declan for the second lowest average QBR. So, Declan, you're going to have to just kind of enjoy your regular season victory watch the Super Bowl with no stress. Okay.
No stress. Mm-hmm. Write that down. He's going to be very stressed.
That's true. There's tons of stress. Especially and write that down.
Debo grabs his knee and has to be stretchered off.
So it's between me and Judd, and we're resetting these average QBR scores do not matter for the Super Bowl. It's just we have to assign one quarterback to each of us for the Super Bowl, and whoever's quarterback has the worst QBR wins the playoff QBR or quarterback cesspool challenge, okay? My question to you guys is how should we decide who gets to pick their quarterback? Should we just do paper, rock, scissors?
I have an idea, and I actually kind of meant to send you guys this before the show to maybe not completely kill this segment. I think the winner of tomorrow's random Viking of the week gets to pick.
To pick.
Oh gosh, that's great, dude.
It's great.
Nice work, Dex.
Okay.
I meant. I forgot.
Nope.
Yeah, great producer.
Perfect. Very upset dude. You didn't tell me before this, but yeah, I love that idea.
That's perfect. I'm gonna make a note here. Okay.
And then we can just do it.
Winner. Okay. How about this? Winner gets to. It's like winning a coin toss. You can either pick your quarterback, or you can defer to the other person if you want to.
I mean, I love Brock Purdy. I would just assume the winner gets to pick Brock Purdy, but maybe that's your guys' strategy. So I'll just stay out of this. Whoever wins Random Viking of the Week, you get to pick.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want. Okay, so that solves it right there. There's your quarterback cesspool challenge update here. we will make our official picks after Random Viking of the Week tomorrow. We have another mock draft update. We've been stockpiling these as many as we can on these shows going back to November. We did one on a bonus episode, very reckless speculation heavy bonus episode. But we have one from Pro Football Focus today, boys. Mm-hmm. This is actually from yesterday. PFF with a brand new mock draft. They've got Caleb Williams going to the Bears, number one. Drake May, Commanders, number two. Jaden Daniels, Patriots, three. So PFF going chalk here. Marvin Harrison Jr. going four to the Cardinals. Brock Bowers, the Georgia tight end, the Chargers at five. Rome Odunze, Washington wide receiver, six to the Giants. Joe Ault, tackle Notre Dame, to the Titans at seven. It's very chalky here. Very chalky.
Yeah, so far I'm very bored with this one.
Falcons take Jared Verse, the edge rusher from Florida State. Bears take Malik Nabers, LSU wide receiver. Chalkity chalk. Jets take Olu Fashanu, tackle from Penn State. And that puts the Vikings on the clock at 11. Where the pick is in. According to Pro Football Focus, the Vikings select edge rusher Dallas Turner from Alabama.
I want a mock!
Expect more from them. PFF, that's a... Come on, guys.
Bo Nix, by the way, is going 12th to the Broncos, and then Michael Penix Jr. going 13th to the Raiders. So two quarterbacks in the two picks right after the Vikings.
Is there an explanation on like, the Falcons pick, for instance?
There's no explanations for any of these. They're just listing
picks. Okay, I have a major problem here. Number one, if you don't predict trades, you're a coward. But number two... If you're going to have the Falcons not take a quarterback, explain to me why.
I agree. I need a little more.
Oh, they might take a defense, but they have no quarterback.
Oh, there's a second round here. Oh.
Got worked up there.
Oh, we got a second round. We're the Minnesota Vikings with the 42nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. Select Michigan man. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
I want a mock!
Right. Now, if their explanation had said, we're predicting Kirk Cousins signs with the Falcons, that makes a lot of, you know, that all makes sense.
Cowards.
They are. They're cowards.
Cowards, dude. Bunch of cowards. So, but that's how it plays out. Vikings go defense in the first round. Bunch of quarterbacks. Five quarterbacks go off the board in the first round. And then they wind up selecting J.J. McCarthy. All right, boys. Good luck with your write that down predictions this weekend.
You don't mean that. You don't mean good luck to us. You're trying to win.
I wish you guys.
Why would you wish us good luck?
I don't want the karma gods to strike me down by.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying to backdoor.
I hope for your sake that Debo Samuel gets dinged up a little, not like career threatening or anything. I hope you get that point.
I prefer that.
All the work that you put in to try and get that point, I hope you get it.
I'd prefer that too. Well, you know what? I looked at the big picture of things and said, what can I do that's creative, that's constructive, that's going to make people think?
And you're like, what if we spent half the show debating the nuance of
Debo Samuel? Exactly right. This is what it's all about, Purple Daily. Write that down.
It's the prop bet area of the whole year. And you go, what if I?
Prep bets bore me. I used to try to do those. They bore me.
How about what if one of us should have done the someone will spike the Gatorade and Andy Reid will be buzzed by the time the second quarter rolls around.
Actually, here's
Andy Reid will be eating a bacon cheeseburger in his post-game press conference.
Does Reid resign post-game?
I think there's a lot of steam there.
There is.
Yeah.
And I think there has been for a while, but I mean, at some point in time,
I might make that one.
You go out on top, dude. You go out on top. You go out on top.
Yep.
Something special about that.
And he would go down then as one of the great, like the six or seven greatest football coaches in history, right?
Yes. And that comes after an epic run in Philadelphia where he couldn't win it.
I might do an Andy Reid parlay on the OG Mackie and Judd version, which we do another version of Write That Down. Score North YouTube channel, Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd. We will see you guys tomorrow. Thor Nystrom making his return to Purple Daily tomorrow.
Great hair.
See you there.